I've got an interesting question for you today. Are you willing to do whatever God wants you to do? You know, in principle, many of us Christian brothers and sisters, church-going people, people of the book, Bible-believing Christians, oh, our snap response would be, oh, sure, absolutely, I'll do what God wants me to do. But until we get down to brass tacks, we're not really serious, are we? It's great to say, it's great to hear, but what if God wanted you to start carrying gospel tracts with you every single day? What if he wanted you to be a witness to those in your workplace? What if he wanted you to darken the door of your church every time the doors are opened? What if he wanted to spend some time with you each morning? Before you access social media, maybe we should spend some time in prayer. If we're honest with ourselves, we probably know all of those things are items on God's agenda for us, and yet oftentimes we fail, don't we? I lump myself in. I raise my hand. I'm not perfect. None of us are. But my question for you today is this. If God speaks to you in the next 10 minutes, I've got a secret. Dr. Paul Levine, the founder of our ministry, he'll be finishing a message he preached decades ago. It's entitled, God Wants Your Body. And I have just a little bit of an inkling that maybe God will speak to you through what is said over these next few moments on the Bible Tract Echoes radio broadcast. Are you prepared? Are you ready for God to speak to you? Are you ready to act upon what he tells you to do? Remember, God's looking for you. Listen now.
A metamorphosis. You can have it. One more word and then we'll go. That word is continuation. Dedication, separation, transformation, continuation. What does that mean? I just want to explain it so you know what's involved now. Look, here's what it means. It doesn't mean you come forward in a meeting and say, I dedicate my life to God and I give my body to God, and then don't mean it, and then you do it again next week. No, it means you do it tonight and you mean it. And then you make good on it in the days to come. So here's what it is. It is a crisis. When you walk down the aisle and on your knees, give your body to God, that's a crisis in your life. And that crisis develops into an every... Excuse me, sir, I didn't mean to walk on you. Let's go back to where we was. When you dedicate your life to God, that's a crisis, and that crisis develops into everyday process. Process, process. It goes on and on and on. You say, I don't understand what you mean. All right? The initial act of yielding becomes a continuous attitude. You make good on it every day. You say, illustrate that. Okay. Means you ask me, I will. Let's say tonight, you walk down this aisle. I hope many do. I hope many say, I know God wants my body now. He wants my feet, wants my hands, my eyes, my tongue, wants my whole body. He wants me to give myself to him. So here I come. And on my knees, I'm going to give you my body. All right. Now, if you really mean that, if you really mean it, you're sincere about it, it's once and for all. All right. Now, that crisis develops into a process. That initial act of yielding becomes a continuous attitude. You yield everything you know to God that displeasing in your life. You yield everything that you don't know yet to God. But you yield it now, and when he shows you what it is, you obey God about it. Let's say you do that tonight. Let's say 2 years from now, the Lord says, what's your name? My name is Susie. Susie, I want you to go to Bob Jones University. Will you go to Bob Jones University? You know what Susie says? Well, yes, Lord, I'll go to Bob Jones University. I told you that 2 years ago on July the 18th, 1979, at the Bill Rice Ranch. I told you 2 years ago I'd go to Bob Jones University. I didn't see it then, but I see it now. And I'm not even going to pray about it because I settled that 2 years ago. And if that's what you want, I'll do it. Now, that's what I mean by it being a continuous attitude and a continual process. If you really mean it, that's what you'll do. Yes, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. God chooses to wield what you and I choose to yield. You know why this Bill Rice Ranch is here? I'll tell you why. Not just because Dr. Bill Rice, whom you saw on the film tonight, not just because he got saved. That's not it. There are many men, same age as Bill Rice, who got saved but never gave their bodies to God, who never amounted to 10 cents. You know why this ranch is here tonight? Not just because Dr. Bill Rice got saved, but because one day Dr. Bill Rice said, "Lord, I surrender my life to you. I gave you my body." You know what that meant? That meant leave the ranch life that he loved so well. That meant get on a pony and ride to college. That meant sell the pony and start working his way through college. Among other things, it meant washing other people's dirty clothes to make a little money to get himself through college. One reason this camp is here tonight is not just because Dr. Bill Rice said, "I'll not only get saved, I'll give God my body," but there was a young lady by the name of Kathy. And Kathy got saved one day. But this ranch isn't here just because she got saved. It's not enough just to get saved. One day Kathy said, "I will give my body to God." What did that mean? That meant to her, "I will marry the man that God has chosen for me, and I will help him in the work he's called to do." And one day she said, "I know who's going to start a work for the deaf." He said, "Who?" She says, "You are, and I'm going to help you." That's why this ranch is here, because two dedicated people gave their bodies. The body of one of them is lying up there on the hill right now. His soul's in glory. And someday that body, brother, we'll come out of that tomb and bless God. We're going to rise to meet the Lord in there. It's going to be a great day. Now, look, young folks, God's looking for some more Dr. Bill Rice's. And he's looking for some more Kathy Rice's. And he's looking for some more young ladies who'll say, "I'll dedicate my life to God, even if it means to marry a preacher someday or a missionary or a gospel worker, so that I can help him do the work that God's called him to do." One girl walked forward in this very tabernacle right here, came right over here and knelt, didn't tell the personal worker why she came. She said, as she wrote me a letter about it, she said the personal worker wouldn't understood, so I never told her, but she said, "I'm telling you." She wrote me the letter and said, "I came forward that night to dedicate my life and obey God and to be willing to marry a preacher if God wanted me to." She said, "I grew up in the preacher's home," and she said, "I decided I wasn't going to be a preacher's wife," but she said God had different ideas, and she said, "I fought it, and now that night, at the ranch, I came forward, and that's why I came, to surrender that one thing, my will, to God on this one point." And I said, "Lord, I'll be willing to marry a preacher." She said, "I met my husband soon after that in college, and she's now married to a preacher." Now, would you girls do that tonight? How about you? How about this? Now, listen, girls, I'm talking seriously now. I know some of you are a little young for this, and you won't be dating for another 15 or 20 years, but look. Would you walk down this aisle and get on your knees and say, "Lord, I give you my body," if it meant that someday you'd be married to a preacher and not a millionaire, a preacher and not a banker, a preacher and not a doctor, a preacher and not be wealthy, have a lot of money? See? You say, "Boy, it'll be awful." No, it won't be awful. Look, God took Dr. Bill Rice off of the ranch in West Texas, and after he was willing to leave the ranch and give his all to God, where did God put him? Put him right back on a 1,500-acre ranch right here. See, God, you know, like old Abraham, he was willing to give up Isaac, but God gave Isaac back to him again. See? I wonder how many of you would walk down this aisle and say, "I want to be another Dr. Kathy Rice." Or, let's see who's behind here. Another Joanne Stoutenborough. Or another Mrs. Garland. Or Garlock, or another, who else back here? Another Mary Rice, another Ruby Renstrom. You know why God uses Ruby so much at that piano? It isn't because she can play the piano, it's because she gave her body to God. Not just because she, there's lots of girls and men who can play a piano, but God can't use them. And a lot of people can sing and God can't use them. And a lot of people have talent, but God can't use them. But God will use you, young man. He'll use you, young lady, providing you give your body to him. Will you give your body to him? D.L. Moody said he heard that God was looking for a man who was wholly yielded to him. Will you be that man tonight? Will you be that girl tonight? D.L. Moody never went beyond grade school. He didn't even finish grade school, and he lisped when he talked. He stammered or something. I never did hear him, but I've read about it. But God took his stammering lips and used him. And God will take you and he'll use you. But you'll have to give that body to him. We're going to close with an invitation. We're going to invite you to do one of the greatest things you've ever done. Next to being saved, the next greatest thing you can do is to say, Lord, I'm going to give you the body that belongs to you anyhow. You bought it and paid for it. I'm going to take my hands off by an act of my will. Here's my body. Here's my future. Here's my ambitions. Here's my future. Here's my affections. I'll make the surrender tonight, and I aim to make good on it from here on. Oh, there's where the Bill Rice's come from. And there's where the Jim Stoutenboroughs come from. Jim Stoutenborough was a farmer, and God plucked him right off of the farm. He was a flying daredevil airplane flyer. He flew down the streets of his town one time upside down in an airplane. They don't think that this business is for sissies. These guys up on this platform are not sissies. I don't know how many of them are airplane pilots. Brother Garland's an airplane. Garlock is an airplane pilot. Brother James is an whatever it is. And God took him off the farm because he said, I gave my body to you. And the reason God is using Brother Garlock is not because he's so talented, but because he gave his body to God. Can you see it, young people? Can you understand it? That's why Dr. Bill came up here and preached like he does. And that's why Billy Renstrom can sing like he does. That's why Brother Wingate can sing like he does. These men came to a crisis that developed into a process. The initial act of yielding that became a continuous attitude. You can do the same thing tonight. You can do it in the next few minutes. And who knows how God will use you in the days to come. Let's bow our head in a word of prayer.
Did you know that God's looking for you? Did you know that he's interested in you and your life and what you do, how you live your life? Did you know that? I think we have the head knowledge, but sometimes it doesn't translate its way to our heart, does it? I'm not above reproach. I don't live a perfect life. We're all like that at times, but my encouragement for you today is this, to sign your life, to sign your dreams, your visions for the future, give them over to God because what he has, the story he's already written for you, it's greater than you could ever imagine. God wants your body. He wants your entire life because he has an amazing, it's better than Hollywood could ever dream. He has an amazing life laid out for you. Would you give your life over to him? If you have questions about what you've heard today, the announcer will be on in just a moment, giving you all kinds of ways you can contact us. I'd love to talk to you. Thank you so very much for listening today. I sincerely hope that you'll join us next week right here. Have a great day for his glory, and God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Bible Tract Echoes, a ministry of Bible Tracts Incorporated. If you would like to receive a free sample packet of all of our tracts, you can contact us by calling 309-828-6888. That's 309-828-6888. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 188, Bloomington, Illinois, 61702. A faster way to contact us is to go to our website at BibleTracksInc.org. That's BibleTracksInc.org. There you will find more information about our ministry and details on how you can support Bible Tracts Incorporated. Thanks for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you as you serve Him.